This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. The U.S. and Russia have swapped high-level prisoners, freeing the most prominent American held overseas. Associated Press correspondent, Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Welcome home, Brittany.
President Biden says Russia has released basketball star Brittany Griner.
She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home.
After being in prison for months on drug charges, freeing Griner was a Biden priority, and it came with a heavy price. The U.S. is releasing Russian arms dealer Victor Boot in exchange. At the same time, American Paul Whelan remains held in Russia. Griner's wife, Sherelle, says while this is a happy day for her family,
BG and I will remain committed to the work of getting every American home, including Paul.
The president says he'll keep fighting to free Whelan.
We are not giving up. We will never give up.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin Thursday confirmed Russia was deliberately attacking energy infrastructure sites in Ukraine. Speaking from the Kremlin, where he had just finished presenting Hero of Russia awards, Putin claimed the strikes were in response to Ukrainian attacks, which he said came first. Yes, we are doing that, he said. But who started it? Who hit the Crimean Bridge? Who blew up power lines from the Kursk nuclear power plant? Putin also accused Ukraine of not supplying water to Russian-controlled Donetsk and said such acts amount to genocide. He also said international uproar over the strikes against Ukraine's infrastructure would not interfere with Russia's ongoing combat missions in Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukraine's national energy grid operator, Unerco, said it's enforcing new emergency power cuts Thursday as attempts to repair infrastructural damage to the power grid continues. This is VOA News. During a meeting in Brussels Thursday, Croatia won approval to join Europe's open travel zone, known as the Schengen area. But Bulgaria and Romania were kept out because of opposition led by Austria, concerned with growing immigration. The so-called Schengen area is the world's largest free travel zone, which abolishes border checks between member states in what is considered to be one of the top achievements of European integration. Beginning next year, Croatia will become its 27th member, beginning the country's diplomatic mission to the European Union, said, after tense talks. Accession needs unanimous backing from all 26 members of the Schengen area, but Austria, represented by Interior Minister Gerhard Karner, would not grant Romania and Bulgaria membership due to border security issues. After the vote, EU Home Affairs Commissioner Ivla Johansson regretted Austria's decision.
I think it's very clear that when we are united in the European Union, we are so strong. We can achieve so much. And of course, in this moment, when it comes to the accession of Romania and Bulgaria, we are not united, and that makes us very weak. And that makes me also sad.
Immigration has been a hot-button issue in parts of Europe since 2015, when more than a million refugees arrived across the Mediterranean Sea, prompting many nations to tighten their border security. Australia's government has said it is seeking assurances from Indonesia after the nation released from prison the man convicted of making the bombs used in the infamous 2002 Bali bombing attack. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas has more.
Islamic militant Umar Patek has been paroled after serving about half of his original 20-year sentence. The attacks killed 202 people, including 88 Australians. Australian Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill.
This is a horrible day for families of Bali bomb victims.
Bali bombing survivor Jan Leginski said he was shocked and appalled at Patek's release.
I still can't understand how this person that created so much loss of life, not just for 88 Australians, 202 people could be walking free.
O'Neill told members of Australia's Press Association that unfortunately Australia did not have a say in his release.
We don't control the Indonesian justice system, and that is the way of the world.
I'm Karen Chamas.
India Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, won an overwhelming victory in a state assembly vote in his home state of Gujarat, putting it in a strong position ahead of the 2024 general elections. The BJP, however, lost to the opposition Congress Party in a small northern state of Himachal Pradesh. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.